Welcome to the first of four pilot episodes of the Friends and Purpose podcast, a co-production of the Barking and Dagenham Collective and Ratio. It came out of the work in Barking and Dagenham to give residents a stronger voice in addressing health inequalities. One of the workers, Lucy Lee, started recording her conversations with residents. They were happy to talk to her. She honoured their efforts to find a way through tough times, especially the cost of living crisis. The idea of a podcast was born. In this pilot series, Lucy talks to local people about who they turn to in tough times and about their passion in life. The title of the series, Friends and Purpose, is a homage to the Association of Camarados.
So I'm just heading towards Kingsley Hall. They've got a great little cafe and there are some people just hanging around outside and inside, and I'm just going to see who's ready to talk. In terms of who you turn to in tough times, who's that person? Who are those people?
The people in the hub I turn to, because I've been through the past and they really helped me.
Yeah.
So I'm dyslexic and I can't read and write properly.
Yeah.
And I'm not good filling in forms, yeah. So I'll turn to them.
Fantastic. Yeah. And like, how often do you spend time there?
Quite a lot down here. Before I came down, I didn't even know. I joined UFEF 2015, and I was a bit shy at first. Yeah. I'm getting nervous. Until I got to know everyone, I was fine. But these lot helped me a lot down there, and sort of then helped me sort things out. If I come down here and I'm very nervous and very anxious, or I get down, or I'm very tearful, I come down and talk to Tia and Sally and Melissa, whoever's there, and Ellie, I get up really uptight.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
And do you feel like you've built, like, other relationships here?
We're like one big family.
Lovely, wow, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're like one big family.
In terms of when times get tough, who do you turn to?
Partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, we help each other out. So
yeah,
emotionally and everything else as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, book this year.
Right on cue.
Yeah.
I'll ask you both. So who do you turn to when times get tough?
My partner and my mum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone in that bubble that is also a good support, or it doesn't have to be family?
I've got friends as well, a couple of very close friends,
yeah,
that I can speak to. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I've had a friend. Most people can count their friends on one hand.
Like, yeah.
Real friends. I've got one friend that I've known for 40 years. And yeah, he's, if ever I want to vent or just maybe talk through some things that I'm thinking,
yeah,
probably go to him because he knows me as well as anyone else does.
So they can probably even predict
coming. We are both very predictable men.
You can agree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are both predictable.
Fantastic. So what's your passion in life?
Music and sport, 24/7. That's only two things in general that I look for entertainment is music and sport.
Any particulars?
Sport, in this order, cricket, football, American football, music. I've been buying and DJing since a teenager, just before
really?
I was a teenager. So
yeah.
I was buying house music before house music was called house music, when there wasn't a name for it,
yeah,
when it was just music.
Mm.
That's probably like 85, 86. And I think you heard of a DJ called John Peel.
Yeah, I have actually.
Yeah, so he was a Radio 1 DJ for 50 years. He used to play house on his radio show on a Wednesday night. Mm. He didn't call it house because he didn't know what it was called. And he played three or four songs. I used to record them on tape, and then tape. And then I used to go down to the record shop and buy them with pocket money. In sport, brilliant. I went to watch England, Australia in the Ashes on Saturday at Lords with my brother. And that was a fantastic. My partner just said to me, what was the best thing about the whole day? And I said, just being with my brother.
Oh,
watching the cricket.
Yeah.
It's a very, very different clientele at Lords compared to other cricket grounds around Britain. It's very, obviously upper class. I just think more reserved.
Mm-hmm.
But you love music as well, don't you?
I do. That's what brought us together, was music.
Really?
Yeah. We played on a music game on an app for about 2 years. He lived in Somerset and I lived here. And then he'd come down to watch the cricket with his brother.
The cricket game
afterwards. After it, you know. So after 2 years of me beating him and, you know, saying you're rubbish and that sort of thing,
yeah.
We met, and then that was it.
No way.
Yeah, been together.
How long is that, you say?
4 years.
Wow. 4 years, just before the pandemic.
Yeah.
They moved in together as the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is, you know.
A true test.
Yeah, a true test of relationship. But, I mean, it was only last week, Jenny's birthday last week, we went to 3 concerts in a week.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Legends.
Yeah, I know. take a few days off work.
Where did you go?
Tenacious D, I'm a big fan of Jack Black's. And then the Arctic Monkeys. And then we went to the Hyde Park to see Pink and Gwen Stefani. Yeah, it was really cool.
Do you go to any local concerts?
Probably the most. Yeah, we go to the Fernand, don't we?
Yeah, they do like cover bands in the Fernand.
Yeah, Saturday night.
So we have.
Yeah, it's a pub in Dagenham.
Oh,
okay. We go there Friday and Saturday, but we normally go Saturday.
Yeah.
It's songs that you know.
Yeah.
And then whenever there's a summer festival thing in any of the parks around here, we'll go to them as well.
We saw a band called Incognito at Parslow's last summer.
Oh, right.
I've been waiting 30 years to see that, when I go to see them for free. 10 minutes away from where I live. So that's random.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, there's 40 of them in the band.
Oh, really?
And they never get together. It's like, once they're all based in America and Japan now.
Right.
They're all musicians in their own right.
Yeah.
And then they get together as a collective called Incognito. And they've added a few people over the years, but I've never actually seen them live until last year. We went there, I finished work at 6 o'clock normally, walked up to Parslow's and watched Incognito play.
So it's like living the dream right now.
That is unbelievable. It's probably the easiest and most profound concert I've ever been to, in the sense that it was up my road. I didn't have to drive anywhere. It was on a park for free. They headlined, but there was only about 100 people left in the park that night, weren't there?
Yeah.
All 100 of us were dancing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really great. Thank you for talking
to me.
So that was really great. I got to chat to that couple that were just waiting for their mechanic. But I'm heading over to a park in the distance where I can see there's an outdoor festival going on. I don't think they're going to let me in, but I'm sure I can grab a few parents as they're leaving.
Cuando las cosas son difíciles en tu vida, ¿a quién pides ayuda?
¿A quién? A mi niño, a mi hijo, a mi son. Y luego, pues ya él me ayudaría a hospital, si es que me toca emergencia. O salir de paseo, sería también, él me lo lleva, porque yo, no, como no lo sé del inglés, no puedo salir.
To whom? To my son, to my child. He will help me go to hospital for an emergency or go out for a walk. Because if I cannot speak English, I cannot go out much. ¿Cuál es tu pasión en la vida?
La pintura, me gusta salir de paseitos. Que todo eso es bueno, ¿no?
Okay.
Los ejercicios, también me gusta gimnasio, me gusta ir.
Oh, blimey, who do I turn to in a crisis? It was my family.
Mm-hmm.
Family, a great source of, you know, when things go wrong, because they know you best.
Yeah.
But, you know, like a lot of people, they find themselves on their own. So this is where nature reserves come in, isn't it? You can go and, as they say, commune with nature. You can go and enjoy some wildlife, calm down a bit, go for a long walk, that helps. I've been lucky with this sort of activism, been doing volunteer work, conservation volunteer work. I've met lots of really nice people, because that sort of conservation volunteer work attracts some really good people. They wouldn't be doing it if they weren't good people, right? So I've actually made quite a few good friends out of this as a byproduct. I wasn't looking for it.
Yeah.
But that's what's happened. So now, I mean, like, I think he wouldn't mind me saying anything, but Vish, sometimes Vish, Martin, you know, we'll be a bit annoyed, a bit irritated by things. And we'll say, let's meet over the shoreline. And we go over there and flash it all out and go for a long walk.
Yeah.
And then invariably we see something that interests us. Like, oh, there's a seal. What's that bird? You know, we'll meet someone from BRL, the construction guys over there. and will get completely taken away by it, not taken away, you know, to get preoccupied, and all the things we worried about, we've forgotten. what was it we worried about?
It worked. So I've just finished for the day. It's a lovely sunny day and I'm just walking back home. But I've noticed a local resident that I have met briefly before. And he's a really interesting guy. So I'm just going to go and grab him. Let's see if he can spare me a few minutes. So what's your passion in life?
God, that's a tricky one. I'm glad I didn't get a notice about that one. Nature. Sounds a bit highfalutin, doesn't it? Sounds a bit pompous. But it is. I mean, look, we're not on the nature reserve now, but we're lucky in Bastable Avenue to have this avenue of trees. There's sweet chestnuts and there's a walnut tree there. And, being part of something green. I mean, even if you speak to someone who isn't into nature and they don't understand it much, they'll say something like, oh, I like those trees. Like if you're in, there's been some studies that show that if you're in hospital and you've got a window which looks out onto a park, your health outcomes are a lot better. You just feel better. So, it sounds a bit airy-fairy though. My passion is nature. But I think if you try and remind yourself there's a human being, you are actually part of nature. And, you've got no choice really. You are actually part of it, whether you want to be or not. Thing is to enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
So, they say that's like wake up and smell the coffee, don't they? Wake up and smell the smell nature.
Smell the flowers.
So smell the flowers, just go for a walk.
Yeah.
Breathe some nice fresh air.
Yeah.
Instead of a load of polluted air. See something nice and it does uplift you.
Yeah, I agree.
Sort of like a church, but a lot of people who don't go in for organised religion. A park, a nice bit of green space, could be a nature reserve. There is a kind of not religious, because that sounds really pompous, but it makes you feel better.
So that brings me to the end of another episode of Friends on Purpose. Join us again when we head back to the streets of Barking and Dagenham, and just to speak to people about their lives and see how they can make them the best they could possibly be.
This Friends and Purpose podcast was produced by Elspeth Paisley at the BD Collective and Michael Little at Ratio. It was engineered by Nick Paget Tomlinson and hosted by Lucy Lee, community worker, businesswoman, and resident of Barking and Dagenham.